You might have heard about the Commerce Department's controversial decision to move one particular question on the 2020 census so that now everyone answers it. This question is so controversial, 17 states and several cities have filed a lawsuit to stop it. And today it was announced individuals from Arizona are filing their own lawsuit about it. This question, it's about citizenship status and that tiny bit of information some say could scare people away from filling out the census. And that it has the potential to cost states dearly, particularly here in Arizona. Undercounting our population could mean missing out on our slice of $800 billion in annual federal funds from the census and could even mean losing a seat in Congress. Kenneth Wachter is chair and a professor at the Department of Demography at the University of California, Berkeley, and he's here to explain. So, Kenneth, what do we know about best practices for getting people to participate in the census? Like, what are the challenges that the government faces in trying to get people to participate?
The Census Bureau, over many years, they've developed outreach programs, advertising programs, special enumeration programs for hard-to-count populations. A large part of the aim in reducing census undercounts is to calm people's fears that their information could be misused and encourage them to understand how important the information that they submit on the census forms is to their own local communities, their states, to businesses, to everyone. So it's very heavily an outreach program for people to understand.
What are some of the things that can lead to an undercount? Are there lots of factors at play here?
There are many factors. The original problem is to get a good, complete address list because people move in and out over the 10 years between censuses, and so the development of a full and complete address list, capturing new residents and capturing places to send the form, that's a big part of reducing undercounts. Mm-hmm. That's been going on already for a couple of years in preparation for the 2020 census. The Census Bureau has developed many procedures for monitoring the areas where hard-to-reach populations are likely to be found,
right,
for having special programs for the homeless, having special programs to seek people out where they might be found.
Right. And I'm assuming one of those hard-to-count populations are undocumented people in the country. They're estimated to be about 12 million, I think. And now the Trump administration has decided to include a question about citizenship on the next census. Why would that lead to an undercount? Why are people concerned that it might lead to an undercount?
Well, first, let's be clear on what the administration is asked to do. We already have a question on citizenship, but that question appears and has always appeared on the equivalent of the long census form. And what the administration is now doing is moving a question that we already have onto the short main census form that is sent to everyone.
Right. What result might that have, moving it?
Moving the question so that it's a question asked of everyone then is almost certain to raise anxiety among people in terms of their responses. But it's very important to say and keep saying that the census really is confidential. The answers that you give really will not be shared with enforcement agencies. So the fears people have of their answers being misused, those are unfounded fears. But still, in today's world, these are very real fears, and we expect that people on the main census form may not answer the main census form at all if they're concerned about their immigrant status or may give false answers.
Yeah, yeah. And that could definitely lead to an undercount. So what would an undercount mean for funding for programs both nationally and specifically here in Arizona?
A large portion of federal grants to states are predicated, based, calculated based on census information, and Arizona in recent data have been receiving about $16 billion per year. That's about 38% of the budget of the state budget of Arizona.
Wow.
Is coming in federal grants. in programs like Medicaid and many other large federal programs that are distributed partly based on census funds. There's a study that George Washington University Institute of Policy has done, which has calculated that in the six main programs that are directly tied to the census, Arizona would be losing about $50 million a year in federal funds for every extra 1% of undercount.
Right. And if the census undercounts and the federal government only has a report that we have so many people, you're not going to get the funding for as many people as there actually are here to use those programs.
That's right. There's, in fact, for some of the biggest programs, there's a direct formula which takes the census population of the state into account. And so 1% difference in counted population makes a 1% difference in the money that the state gets.
The last thing I wanted to hit on was this idea of technology in this. If the census is done over the internet, how does cybersecurity and concerns about the validity of what people report online play into this?
So the principal census is still being done by mail, but people will have this time and option to respond over the internet, and this will help control costs and help make the census more user-friendly to people. This is the first time this is being done. The Census Bureau is leaping through many hoops to try to guarantee cybersecurity, drawing on support from other federal agencies. They've been issuing to their advisory committees reports on how it's going, both from internal challenges in protecting their own data and from external interference. But it's a new game for the census, and so this is something they really need to work hard on, and having to worry about a new question at this late date on the census form is taking energy away from the really major issue of cybersecurity.
Kenneth Wachter is chair and professor of the Department of Demography at the University of California, Berkeley, and a former advisor to the U.S. Secretary of Commerce on the census.